On patrol longboat key police reports, week of March 6, 2026 Feb. 27 Citizen Assist 10:43 a.m. Officer Van Dyke responded to the 4000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a Citizen Assist call. The complainant called the police department to report someone hitting golf balls within Bayfront Park. As per town ordinance, no chipping or putting is permitted within any park, beach, / bay access or public place. Upon arrival, Officer Van Dyke was unable to locate the subject or any indication of the incident. No violations were observed. Case clear. Boyfriend 8:33 p.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to the Italian restaurant in the 6800 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious person. The owner contacted the police and reported a man wearing a denim jacket sleeping on a bench in front of the restaurant. While en route to the call, Officer Troyer attempted to contact the owner, but she did not answer the phone. Upon his arrival, Officer Troyer observed a man wearing all black walking away from the shopping plaza. Officer Troyer did not observe any other persons in the area, therefore he made contact with the man. The man said he was not sleeping, and he did not wish to speak with the officer at all, and he walked away. Officer Troyer did not have any reason to believe a crime was committed at the time, and could not demand an ID from the man. Due to this, Officer Troyer spoke to the owner, who said that was the man who was sleeping on the bench. She also informed that she determined the man was the boyfriend of an employee and he was waiting for his girlfriend to get off work. The owner did not need any further law enforcement assistance. Case clear. Feb 28, incident 9:30 p.m. Officer Pascuma was dispatched to Harborside Drive in reference to a suspicious incident that occurred on February 25. Upon arrival, Officer Pascuma met with the homeowner, who reported locating a deceased snake positioned on the ground in front of the residence. The snake was observed to be coiled in a natural defensive posture, however, the head had been severed and was not attached to the body. The homeowner stated they were unsure how the snake came to be at the location and did not observe anyone in the area prior to the discovery. The homeowner further advised they found the placement unusual and suspicious due to the snake appearing intentionally decapitated. The surrounding area was inspected. No persons were observed in the immediate vicinity, and there were no obvious signs of disturbance, struggle, or damage to the property. It could not be determined at the time of investigation whether the snake had been killed and placed at the location by an unknown subject, or whether it was the result of animal predation. Photographs were taken for documentation purposes. No surveillance footage was immediately available at the time of contact. The homeowner was advised to report any additional suspicious activity and to notify law enforcement if further information becomes available. At this time, no suspects were identified. The incident is documented for informational purposes. Case clear. March 1st, car chase 4:11 a.m. Sergeant Montfort, while on patrol in the Broadway area, observed a small white sedan traveling southbound on Gulf of Mexico Drive and passed Sergeant Montfort. Sergeant Montfort observed the vehicle occupied by numerous occupants. It appeared the front passenger seat and all rear passenger seats were occupied. Sergeant Montfort pulled out behind the vehicle and then the sedan began rapidly accelerating at a high rate of speed. Sergeant Montfort then attempted to stop the vehicle by activating the emergency lights and sirens and attempted to catch up to the vehicle. The vehicle continued to increase speed, and it was apparent the vehicle was fleeing to elude law enforcement. Sergeant Montfort then observed the vehicle pass a dark in-color pickup truck in a no-passing zone in the area of the north entrance to Gulfside Road, a no-passing area, and on a curve. Sergeant Montfort then notified Sarasota County Communications Division that he had a vehicle fail to comply at high speeds, and then deactivated his emergency equipment in the area of the 6400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive. Sergeant Montfort was able to see the taillights of the vehicle from a distance and estimated losing sight of the vehicle in the area of 4900 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive. After several minutes, SGT Montfort proceeded south on Gulf of Mexico Drive to check the area in case the vehicle may have lost control and crashed. While slowly patrolling south, SGT Montfort was pulling over in the area of the resort to complete his case report for the chase event. He then observed a small white sedan at the entrance of the resort, closely parked to another vehicle which was loading luggage. Sergeant Montfort proceeded to the valet area and was advised by people departing the resort that three men and one woman hastily exited the sedan and entered into the front entrance of the resort. Moreover, SGT Montfort observed the vehicle was in fact unoccupied, the exhaust was cracking from extreme heat and the smell of hot brakes. SGT Montfort also detected a strong odor of burnt marijuana emanating from the vehicle. Sergeant Montfort confirmed that this was the vehicle he attempted to conduct a traffic stop on. The vehicle was a 2015 white Hyundai Sonata. An FCICN-CIC check of the vehicle registration returned the ownership as Tampa Bay Auto Rental Group, LLC, which appeared to be a buy-here-pay-here vehicle dealership. Further inspection of the vehicle showed the driver's seat was completely lowered and slid to the rear as if a tall subject was operating the vehicle. Officer Mathis was able to make contact with the overnight security officer from the resort, who stated he was able to locate what room the subjects were staying in. The room was identified, and the security guard was able to make contact with the occupants of the room and advised them to come and move their vehicle. Shortly thereafter, a woman came out from the main entrance and greeted the officers on scene. The woman identified herself and said she was the owner of the vehicle. Officers were not able to determine if she was in fact the owner, as the vehicle's registration did not return to her. The woman said she was operating the vehicle and did not see law enforcement behind her. The woman did say she saw another police officer on a separate traffic stop when entering the island. The woman was extremely uncooperative and demanded that the vehicle be released to her. The woman was also advised that because the vehicle was used in a commission of a felony crime, the registered owner not being able to be determined and the driver not present with the vehicle would be impounded pending further investigation. The next available tow truck was requested to the scene, and a tow truck was requested to the scene. Officer Troyer conducted a vehicle inventory of the vehicle and located a small amount of U.S. currency and drug paraphernalia. The tow truck arrived on scene and the vehicle was turned over to the tow operator. Case status active, pending further investigation. March 2nd, assist 2:26 p.m., Officer Miklos, while on patrol near Bay Isles Parkway, noticed a man with a long-sleeve yellow plaid shirt, tan pants with brown boots, holding a panhandling sign for money in the middle of Bay Isles Parkway. As Officer Miklos approached the man, a call for service was created by Sarasota Sheriff's Office dispatch, which was called in by a passerby who didn't wish to meet with police. Upon making contact with the man, he was identified and he said he did not have an ID on him due to losing his Illinois license years ago. The man advised he was a homeless veteran attempting to make money. The man was searched through NCIC for wants and warrants, which returned negative results. Officer Miklos conducted a Terry frisk of him before entering the vehicle, which had yielded no weapons. The man was provided a courtesy ride to the Town Green Park behind Publix to retrieve a blue book bag. The man requested a courtesy ride to Ken Thompson Parkway. Sergeant Puccia was on scene and approved of the transport. Officer Miklos conducted a transport for the man following, adding his information. The man was last seen in Ken Thompson Park traveling south. Case clear. March 3rd, incident 12:50 p.m. Officer Miklos was dispatched to the 5800 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a vehicle crash that occurred overnight. Upon arrival, Officer Miklos met with the complainant, who said he was struck by another vehicle in the parking lot. He said he believed a white Volvo SUV, which was parked over the parking curb, had struck his vehicle. The complainant and Officer Miklos observed scuff marks on the front bumper of the Volvo. The complainant and Officer Miklos walked to his Nissan, where the officer observed a dent and scuff marks on the driver's side of the vehicle. Officer Miklos conducted an Elvis search of the Volvo, which was parked over the curb, however denied hitting any vehicles. The woman stated the damage to her vehicle was not new. Officer Miklos returned to the damaged Nissan and observed the damage again. At that time, Officer Miklos observed a hint of red paint transfer in the scuff mark. Officer Miklos advised the complainant of his finding, who provided a video he took of the vehicle when he took possession of the vehicle at the airport. The video was dated February 27th and was a video showing all the damage around the vehicle. In the video, the complainant walked around the driver's side quickly and does not point out any damage. Officer Miklos was able to pause the video near the driver door and observed what appeared to be a dent and a shadow, where the scuffs were located. At the time, the complainant and Officer Miklos agreed that the damage was not new and did not occur in Longboat Key. Case clear.dog, 7:19 p.m. Officer Nazareno responded to the 4400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for an animal problem call. Upon arrival, Officer Nazareno made contact with the caller, who found a small black dog at the parking lot of the location and did not get a response after numerous attempts to contact the phone number on the dog's collar. Officer Nazareno then left a text message for the owner, who later contacted dispatch and responded to the scene to pick up his dog. Case clear, dot vehicle 350, PM SGT. Montfort, while on patrol in the area of New Pass, were flagged down by a boater. Officer Mathis and Sergeant Montfort approached the vessel and made contact with the operator. The operator stated he was having intermittent motor problems and requested they stand by as he attempted to reach the marina for service. Officers escorted the vessel in an emergency speed to the marina. The vessel's motor kept giving out, and they continued to stand by until the vessel safely arrived at the marina. Case clear.